Hi, is this Michael?
Yes.
Hey, Michael, this is Ruben at Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
Hey, good. How are you, Ruben?
Good, good. Do you have a few minutes?
Sure.
Cool. So I've got your file, and just, you know, the kind of the way that I work and I'm instructed to work here is kind of walk through customers through their options. I'm looking at your credit report, and so, and I've seen this a lot, is that when a customer owns a business, especially a high-volume restaurant or retail business, they're getting bombarded with kind of promises, and there's a lot of inquiries. And actually, yeah. some of our affiliates have actually already seen your loan application. So your loan application is pretty much already in the system. So one thing that I want to do is, since there's all these inquiries, is kind of slow down for a second. I think we had a pretty helpful call to kind of understand what you're trying to do, but really take off my sales hat and figure out what really is going to get you to the finish group. Because I see the Direct Capital just ran your credit a few days ago. Is that correct?
Yeah, that was, I worked with them for three times so far. So open, I got the equipment piece from them the first time I got the first restaurant, and I got at least equipment piece from them the second time I opened the restaurant.
Okay.
And then I told Jesse, he's my contact over there, that I might be opening a third restaurant. And he said that, okay, I can help you on that one as well.
Okay.
So that's probably why he ran my credit, but...
Not a problem. So here's what I'm going to do before I'm not going to run your credit all over town, because you understand your credit's been run a lot this year, correct?
I mean, yeah, there's always people making me offer. I have vendors running my credit. I have everybody running my credit.
Okay, so let's stay away from there, and let's protect your credit. So let's really figure out, and do you have a pen handy?
Go ahead.
All right, so I want to give you, and by the way, are you in front of a computer?
Yes.
Okay, so can you go to the email that I just sent you?
One second.
I actually just financed a customer on your neighborhood out of Connecticut.
Mm.
You're in Connecticut, right?
Yes.
Restaurant
in our area, they do well.
Are you near Farmington or Avon by any chance?
Farmington and Avon are like probably 30 miles away from where I am.
Okay.
I'm right on the border with New York.
Okay.
Farmington and Avon is like more inland.
Okay. I actually financed a business called Truffles. I don't know if you've heard of them in Farmington.
Truffle. Yeah, actually I did.
Yeah, they actually just. So if you check in my email, do you see my email signature?
I didn't get an email from you yet.
I had sent you an email initially.
Oh yeah.
When you have a chance, there's a link in my email that says "Read Real Life Customer Reviews," and it's going to give you an idea of who you're working with, a company, and myself. So what I really want to do is kind of start, instead of just, you know, shopping your credit. It's not a good thing. I really kind of want to work backwards and walk you through and educate you about what's available for your business in a good time frame. So the first thing that's very important is to figure out order of operations and not do everything at the same time, because that's going to just cause chaos. So do you want us to put together a loan for the equipment for this new venture, or do you want us to put a loan together to refinance your current loans, or both? And the reason I mention that is these are two very separate ideas that we really should understand what is the biggest priority here, what is the need.
Well, the priority for me is first to take care of what I have, because once I take care of what I have, the new one would become easier for me.
Okay.
I might be able to do it without even taking a loan altogether.
Oh, okay. So
I want to clean up the situation on the old one first and free up my cash flow. This way, everything will get easier for me.
Okay, that's fair enough. But just so you know, it shouldn't be to free up working capital that you shouldn't do an equipment loan for your next purchase. You should do that product that is the appropriate product. It's kind of the equivalent of someone saying, if I don't get a 30-year mortgage, I'm gonna pay cash. No, there's a 15-year mortgage. There's something in the middle.
Of course, like definitely. When we take when we do the third one, even if we take cash to refinance some other part of the, you know, the project, we definitely gonna take lease to an equipment lease to finance the new one, you know, to buying new equipment. But I, you know, I'm waiting on that project to firm up. You know, we're not 100% there yet. We're still negotiating the lease. Might happen, might not happen. But once it's happened, we're definitely gonna lease the equipment. But gotcha. For now, until then, I like to clean up the current situation, you know?
Fair enough. So let's go through each business. So on the American Kitchen, that's the new business, correct?
Yes.
That's the new business. And that's been around for how many years?
A year and a half now.
Year and a half, okay. 1.5 years. And there is the only loan on that, you said, is the loan with Funding Circle?
I don't have Funding Circle.
I'm sorry. What was the large loan you did, the three-year loan?
Deal struck.
Okay.
And actually, did you get my debt schedule spreadsheet?
You know what? I was going to pop that open later, but I should pop it open now. Probably that'll make it my life a lot easier. Okay. So so just so I can understand, do you have four locations or three, or because there's Square One, American Kitchen, and American Kitchen. So
yeah, I basically listed all the loans for what location.
So do you have four different businesses?
No, two businesses, American Kitchen and Square One.
But oh, I understand.
Per location, yeah.
Okay. So we've got Square One for American Kitchen. We've got Square One has a Rapid loan. We've got Square One that has a Lift Forward loan. Is that correct?
Yes.
We've got Square One and American Kitchen that have deals struck together.
Yes.
And then American Kitchen that has IOU. Okay. Now, sure. I have a question for you. Besides, it is the bank account, I can pull it up real quick, but do the deal struck loans, do those payments come out of the American Kitchen account or the Square One account?
Square One account.
Okay. So basically you've got three loans in a sense that are being debited from Square One and one loan from IOU Financial. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Gotcha. All right. The more I kind of walk through this, I think the more I'll learn. Okay. And what is did you get Deal Struck first, then Rapid, then IOU?
Yeah, I would say so, yeah.
Okay. And so with IOU, how much did you initially borrow from them?
I'm not really sure, but it was over $100,000.
And was it like a 12-month payback?
Yeah, 12 or 15.
Okay. And I don't want to kind of take any assumptions, but is it fair to say that DealStruck won't give you any more money because of the other loans you currently have as one of the reasons?
I never try, but I think, yeah, they don't take second positions and stuff like that.
Okay. Yeah, so here's what's going on with your business, and I see a lot of business owners who this has happened, and it's okay, but it's good to explain to them. So what you're doing is something called stacking, and stacking is when you have one loan literally stacked atop the other. It's interesting. DealStruck's a very interesting animal because necessarily what I would like you to do is get me your contract with them because they might not be considered a working capital loan. So to pay them off or not is an issue unto itself. But I think what's going on here is, and the debt schedule is really helpful, you basically need a product where you can pay off, if not, you definitely need, I think, a product, and correct me if I'm wrong here, where you can pay off these short-term loans, because what's happening is they're just rolling up too quickly. It's just a lot of...
I mean, the payment now is, you know, a bit more than, you know, basically taking up all our income, and we get to a point where we have to, you know, after 3, 4, 5 months, we have to borrow to, you know, to keep going.
Okay.
And our payment is humongous. So any loan that would slash our longer term instead, because if you see all my payments, most of that $300,000 is due within 10 months or less.
Gotcha. So just to confirm,
anything that would stretch that for 36 months will kind of
make the world different.
I think you've got a 36-month term because of what you did with DealsTruck. I think people throw those terms out. My concentration here is not necessarily going to be just 3 years, not this or nothing. There's a few ways that Bank of Cardiff is a little different than the loans you've been offered. Number one, most of our loans come with interest forgiveness. So when you do loans with these companies, I'm sure you're aware, when you refinance them, they pretty much roll over all the remaining interest. You're aware of that, correct?
Yep.
And I think we have some products that are completely different. They offer interest forgiveness. They're not a white knight, but they will save you money. So I think what I'm understanding right now is you're paying about, if we're not going to include the DealsTruck loan, because I don't want to include that because it's longer term, you're paying $14,000 a month on your current loan. And the reason why your IOU loan is under, IOU doesn't do third position loans. I'm well aware of who they are and what they do. The reason why you got an IOU loan for this other company is because it's a first position or a second position loan. It's not a third position. And so basically, we've got one business running $14,000. So the question we have to figure out is, if we provide a loan to your business, are you going to get enough money for it to make sense for you? And at the same time, lower your payment, which I think is, and have a better program. Do you have that DealsTruck contract? Can you send it to me, please?
Sure.
You got it. I think we can help you out here, though. I've seen this a lot, and we do a lot of refinances. Now, I know Square One, the business started in 2012. You said it's been around, though, for a long time. Is that correct?
So, what do you mean?
You said, I thought it was like around for 40 years. Did I mishear you?
40 years.
Oh, 4 years. 4 years. Cool. All right. 4 years. Gotcha. All right.
I mean, the location itself in the restaurant forever, but guy, he bought the building and the business, but he bought the building on the height of the market, so eventually he had to foreclose on the building and he lost the business, so we took over and we made it something else.
Do you own the building or do you rent it?
No, we rented. We tried to buy it, but the landlord wouldn't sell, which makes sense.
And just so you know a little about us, we also offer, we're very unique in that we offer actually second position refinances. So even if we don't think it's a good idea for us to, so here's kind of like the bottom line. So right now you have a balance of 94 on one loan and your Rapid loan, when does it end? Oh, it ends in, does it end in April of next year?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's a pretty sizable balance relative to your revenues. So my goal is to give you, and our goal here is to give you a complete refinance, but just to give you, make you feel comfortable that let's say the numbers don't add up and it would hurt you, we can also refinance one of the loans at better terms. So we've got a lot of different avenues here that we're going to explore, like I said, without doing additional credit pulls, which is the name of the game. I do also see, were you offered any other loans in the past by one of our affiliates? Usually, I can see that they might have offered you a loan. The company ran your credit. So, were you offered any loans previously to you applying with us, or no?
By who?
One of the companies. We actually work with a company quite frequently. It's not an affiliate of ours. It's a partner. We do quite a bit of business with them. They're called BizFi. They also go by the name of Merchant Cash and Capital. But that was towards the tail end of 2015.
I don't recall, but no, I've never took anything from
them. Okay. And also, is it fair to say that some companies offer you their what's called a third position or fourth position loan that are very high rate short term loans, like 3 or 4 months?
Oh yeah, I get like something in the sometimes in the email. Sign this, and we'll deposit the money. Okay. Now you know I usually answer that. And there's one in California where you're calling from. It's called coconut funding or like Golden State funding, something like that. And last time I emailed him back, like, if there's someone willing to take money for that trade, you shouldn't be lending them money.
Sir, I've got someone beeping through. Can you give me 10 seconds? Can I put you on a brief hold?
Sure.
Hi, are you still with me?
Yep, I'm right. I'm sending you the DealStruck contract right now.
Gotcha. Sir, my system is kind of going crazy, so let me reset it. It's going to cut you out, and I'm going to call you back in about 3 minutes once I get that. Does that work for you?
Sure, no problem.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yep, bye.